This is the podcast Die Stimme zum Buch, which means the voice behind the book. Die Stimme zum Buch is meant to provide insights into the personalities of the artists with whom I, as a book designer, often collaborate over the course of several months. With the artist Carlota Guerra, I made a photo book with the wonderful title Like We Could Almost Live Forever. The book was published in the end of 2025 by the publishing house Kettler. Carlota Guerra is born in Italy and lives since many years in Los Angeles. Her book is like a visual puzzle. In her body of work, you can visually smell all aspects of life. Joy, sorrow, doubts, questions of origin, family, loneliness, death, connection, and love. Although the book is about her personal story, she deals with universal questions. And overall, you feel her as a person realizing the value of being alive and making experiences as a curious human being. We dealt with her pictures in a very playful way. The book has a small format, round edges, and a big handwritten title with a foil that is reflecting in rainbow colors. Carlota, your book tells a story on two continents. What is the story?
The book tells a story that is, first of all, the book tells a story that is spread around 8 years of my life between these two continents while I was moving like back and forth, and I was actually moving to another country, US here. I think the book tells like a little bit, I mean, it's the same story, but from sort of different perspective in a way. So there is the element of that, of like moving to another country and growing older, living childhood, diving into new experience and into changes. And that brings like... different things and different way of looking at life, you know. It brings like sadness, sometimes amusement, sometimes there are elements of funny, because also life is strange and funny, but mainly is this like, you know, is this like growing older and challenging myself and living that place that it was like that comfortable and safe place. On another level, the book is also about like, which is related, is finding your own identity in these changes and in this like, you know, I mean, changing country is, it creates that. It raises a lot of questions about what you like, who you are, what's your experience, feels like it should be of life. And so there is that. What's my identity as a woman, as a human being, first of all, and as a woman too. And there is also a very another important element that is a relation to the past, because in this growing older, in this like growing as an adult, you know, the past is like all those moments that are like fleeting moments that we experience in life, and that they feel like they are a sort of, sometimes you have this feeling they're like threshold for something else that you don't know exactly what it is. It's a little mysterious and it's a little magical, but there is something else, there is something more to what you're seeing in that moment. And that is related to the past, what is in your mind, what do you see, what, so there is all of that. So I think the book is about all of those things that are all obviously related, and ultimately it speaks about my relationship with my life itself.
Carlota, there is also the story about journey, like traveling in the container ship over the sea. Do you want to say something about that?
Well, that's a big element Because that for me it was the journey with the capital J. I made it for personal reason. I decided and I have to do it that way. The first time I came to United States, I traveled on board of container ship through the Atlantic Ocean from Antwerp in Belgium to Newark, New York. And for me, what it was very special, first of all, it was very special because I could get there like this, because at the time I didn't fly. But also it was the crossing distances. Somehow, for me, it was like it was a way to deal and to maybe cope better to this distance that I was creating to my place of birth and my country and the person that I was. And in a way, it seems to me now, obviously, is a little bit like, I'm adding more thoughts that things that I'm aware of now. Yeah, it was important to do it that slowly. And I think the photographs reflect that sort of meditative element of like observing. It was the maybe the biggest trip that I've taken, and with the and that way. So I was like on the freighter ship, I was very like amazed and kind of bewildered by the vastness of the sea and by the time, and by it was almost incredible to me to witness that. And so I want it, and the photographs to reflect that element and to reflect like the slow pacing of getting close to something and getting far to something else. So that's the element: getting far from, distance yourself from something, and getting close to something else. Yeah.
Carlotta, like we could almost live forever. This is a very poetic title. Can you tell us what's the personal meaning behind that title and why did you choose it?
So I was looking, obviously I was looking for a title that was, well, it was not always obvious in the process, to be honest, because the title are always very confusing to me, because they have to sum up and they have to kind of tell you something about the story that you're gonna see inside. And so I was very like, it was a struggle to find it. First of all, I want to say that the title is It comes from a little, so the book has like photographs, but it also has like writings in it, and that are also collected over a period of years. And I think, well, not I think, I'm sure the last text that is in the book, I mean, in the at the end of the book, there is it, I'm talking about that, and I say that phrase like we could almost live forever. And so I wanted something poetic, I wanted something that it was personal, and in a way a little an attempt and a hope to talk about experience that I think maybe a lot of us have. Where, I mean, is again, is about the past, is about these fleeting moments, is about sometimes like seeing something that make you feel, and not only seeing it, but feeling something. See an image that makes you feel something so special, and it makes you feel so alive, almost safe in a way, almost safe, almost like, okay, this is gonna be okay. And then life seems so great, that you feel like you can almost live forever.
Carlotta, you once said to me, this book is not about good photographs. What did you mean by saying this?
First of all, I think those photographs are very, the photographs in my book, they come from they're very personal. They come from a personal life. And So there are situations that are not special at all. There's the table of my parents. There is a little thing that I found. They're like my cactus when I chop them up to reproduce them. And there is like the little dog of my friend that. So their photographs, they are not. They don't talk about like important and serious topics. And sometimes the tone, could be light or melancholic or even or sad, but they're not. I don't think these photographs they relate so much to the photographic world because when I take them, I'm not concerned about the quality of it. I'm more concerned about the emotion that for me they carry. And sometimes I've wondered if I should have like been more concerned about the quality of the photographic, the technical element. But at the same time, in that moment for me, that it would have been a filter, that it would have been something to think about it with my brain. And so I think it would have taken something out of that moment and that thing that I saw, because none of those photos are like staged. So those are like things that they happen in my life. And the maximum level of stage is like my dad doing something and asking him to repeat. That's it. So so of course it is it's fast and it's very spontaneous. And so in a way, being worried too much with the technical element in that moment, it would have created a filter for me in this project. Maybe in another one, it would be completely different.
What was surprising for you during the book's process?
What surprised me about the project, literally everything. The book, making a book. Okay, now I'm gonna sound like goody goody, but it was fantastic. It was like incredibly learning. I think it made me grow a lot and made me grow also my sense of confidence because you have to take so many decisions. Of course, you take it together with other people, and that also is good because it reinforced like, okay, I'm not alone in this. We are together in this, and but for me, taking decision is difficult, and I mean there's a lot of them, like from little to big. It was also amazing. I mean, now I'm talking to you, and it seems that I'm saying that on purpose, but it was amazing to collaborate with you, with Alexa at the beginning. It was just amazing. It's like collaborating is like I'm not. I wasn't always like, it's not that I wasn't inclined. It never happened to me before to collaborate so much. And it's so good because mixing ideas with other people is just like makes your like grow. And I don't know, the book is a whole world I was working with for projects. And book has his own game and his own place that responds to his own rules. So learning that was like fantastic, and then at the end, I had this little object that is all in there, So it's like this magical little package that it opens and it contains that whole world and all months or years of working of all the people that it worked in. So I love it. I mean, I can't wait to make another one, but let's see.
This was the podcast Die Stimme zum Buch with the artist Carlota Guerra. Images of the discussed books as well as the recording can be found at www.grafik-sammlung.de. You can also listen to the podcast via Spotify or Apple Podcasts. There you can also subscribe Die Stimme zum Buch. This was a podcast by Leipzig book designer Hannah Feldmeier. Music Andreas Ismayer.